King the Worshipper. Where's all of my praises?
I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Terre Haute's Theater 7 presents The Gospel of Every Man, May 18th through the 21st at the Sicilian Auditorium at St. Mary of the Woods, and then May 23rd and 24th at the Congregational Church on Ohio Street. Arthur Feinsod is the director and playwright. Arthur, what will people see and hear?
Well, they will see an adaptation of Every Man, an English morality play written in 1500. We don't know who wrote it. The Summoning of Every Man is probably the most famous of all the morality play genre.
What's the plot of Every Man?
Every man is approached by death, and death says, today is your last day, and find companions to come with you to death. And every man says, oh, that won't be no problem. I have so many Facebook friends. I should have no trouble finding somebody to come to death with me. So he goes to meet his Facebook friends, and they're a little too busy to go to death with him. He goes to his cousin and kindred, and they're too busy to go to death with him. And he goes to his goods and treasures, the things that he valued most, his money, to come to death with him. And they said, you know, you blew it, spending so much time worrying about us. You should have been thinking about things like charity and your soul and all that. Ha ha, you blew it, every man. Sorry, you can't take us with you. Something very good happens, and it happens in an unexpected way. Every man stumbles upon a homeless woman, and the homeless woman is in need of help. And he offers help, and because he offers help, she is the only one that goes to death with him. And so the message is a clear and very direct one, that our friends can't be depended on ultimately, our family cannot be depended on ultimately, our goods and treasures that we spend so much time accumulating won't go to death with us, but your good deeds, the things you do for others, will speak for you, for your life. And I think that's a very powerful and important message today, just as powerful and important in 2018 as it was in 1500 when the play was written.
You're no stranger to Every Man.
I have taught Every Man for many years, and I directed it twice, including once in Terre Haute in 2002. But I decided this time to rewrite it, to make it contemporary, to use a much more accessible verse pattern. I've contemporized it, so it deals with, you know, some contemporary issues in a lightly satiric kind of way. There's a lot of humor throughout, but the plot points are all the same of the original Every Man.
Arthur, you've described this as the gospel of Every Man.
There on stage is a live gospel choir, as well as gospel musicians, instrumentalists, that play throughout.
Kim McMurray, a veteran of Theater 7.
Yes, Kim is a wonderful music person on so many levels. First of all, she has one of the most beautiful voices I have ever heard. She composed original gospel music, as well as selected some old favorites to integrate into the plays. And so it is kind of a very uplifting aspect of our production that we have this gospel music threading through the show.
How do you think people will react to this, and how do you hope they'll react to this?
Well, I think, I hope that they have a lot of fun in the sense that there's a lot of comedy throughout. Charles Adams plays Every Man, and he's a brilliant actor. He's a great comedian as well as a very deep actor. So I think they'll have a huge, very deep experience, hopefully, that they'll laugh a lot and they'll be touched a lot. Ultimately, the message is very uplifting. The gospel music, uplifting in itself, and the message is, all we have to do on this earth is think of others, not ourselves, and we'll be okay.
Arthur Feinsod, the director and the playwright, Terre Haute's Theater 7 presents The Gospel of Every Man, May 18th through the 21st at the Sicilian Auditorium at St. Mary of the Woods, and then May 23rd and 24th at the Congregational Church on Ohio Street. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.